This winter has been particularly dry, and with the heat of the Australian summer approaching, there are fears this bushfire season will start earlier and be more intense. So are we equipped for the blazes in store across Australia? Ollie Henderson has more.
Sitting on my parents' roof a few days after it would happen, being told that it's all under control, yet watching the front approach us and having bomber helicopters dropping water with the spray flashing back into my face. It's terrifying.
Brooklyn Brady was caught in the 2013 bushfires in the Blue Mountains of New South Wales.
When they let us back in 4 days later, we went to see what was left of a friend's house in Yellow Rock, and it was devastating. It was destruction. They were lucky enough to have a car collection at that point, and the cars were melted. I've never seen anything like it. There were trickles where the exhaust pipes used to be. It's just this silver liquid on crusty black ground. And just to see charred wildlife frozen in the place that they were trying to escape this destructive force was just shocking, really shocking.
In the past days, we've seen the east coast of the country in flames as the first bushfires of the season make their way through.
Currently, there's 100 fires, bush or grass fires, that are burning across New South Wales. Of that 100, we've got around 50 fires that are yet to be contained. There's no total fire bans across the state today. However, a lot of the areas along the east coast and up towards the Queensland border remain at high or very high fire danger.
Greg Allen is the spokesperson for the Rural Fire Service in New South Wales. As locals come to grips with the loss, organisations from across the country are preparing for upcoming challenges. Earlier today, I spoke with Carl Zebrelic, the Forest Protection Manager of the Forestry Corporation New South Wales. He said that they've had big problems with arson.
Even today, even as we speak, I've had two more arson attacks. It's incredible. I don't know what these people are thinking. We've had probably the driest year in 15 years on the North Coast, with some terrible weather conditions as far as firefighters are concerned. Very hot, very dry, and westerlies gusting, you know, gusting way up 70 kilometres an hour, meaning that anybody lighting a fire is going to cause major damage.
The Forestry Corporation of New South Wales installed an additional 70 cameras in the state forest around Taree, the Hunter, Coffs and Casino areas last week in an attempt to catch the arsonists.
An infrared camera, so they work at night or in the day, and they're motion sensed so that they're sitting there doing nothing most of the time, but if somebody comes past and triggers it, they can either take a quick photo or a small video. Basically a box, probably the size of a large phone, so they can be strapped to a tree. You know, we can put them up in the canopy, or we can hide them in logs, or, you know, some of them are disguised as rocks even.
In Queensland, academics are looking into ways to build fire-resistant homes. I spoke with Dr. Ian Ware, research architect at the Queensland University of Technology, who has some good news for gardeners.
Statistically, we find where people have gardens, regardless of the type of garden it is, regardless of the type of plants that are in that garden, just the fact that they have a garden, they tend to be more likely to manage the fuels, and we see less house loss where there are gardens. Where we see houses that don't have gardens, we see, you know, increased house loss.
Dr. Ian Ware also recommended some different plant types that could be utilised to assist in fire protection strategies for your home.
If we have mature deciduous European trees around our homes, we definitely wouldn't be thinking about getting rid of them, put it that way. I've seen firsthand how elm and oak trees have performed sensationally in Black Saturday situations where the houses have been lost, unfortunately, but we found that the trees were only burnt on the side where the house was. So it was actually the house having a sustained fire for a number of hours actually started to singe the trees.
Greg Allen from the Rural Fire Service in New South Wales says that firefighters have been working on and off season to keep homes safe.
Throughout the year, there's a number of things that firefighters are doing. For example, important hazard reduction work. These burns are planned and are done when the conditions are safe to reduce the fuel load in certain areas. So that will reduce the intensity of fires should they occur.
Spokesperson for the Rural Fire Service in New South Wales, Greg Allen, ending that report from Ollie Henderson.